The commission that manages water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River is planning an emergency meeting to review its current management plan. Plan 2014 was put in place by the International Joint Commission 3 years ago. 2 of those 3 years have resulted in flooding along the Lake Ontario shoreline. The IJC has insisted that flooding is the result of wet weather and not Plan 2014. State and local officials have called for a repeal of the plan, and Governor Cuomo has threatened to sue the IJC for damages. Emily Russell spoke with some people affected by flooding along the shoreline, some who blame Plan 2014 and some who do not.
Kathleen Hilborn loves the St. Lawrence River. It's peaceful, she says. That's why she and her husband were really eager to get a place on the water.
We had been looking for a camp on the St. Lawrence for probably 10 to 15 years. And, you know, we just thought we found the perfect spot.
Right in the city of Ogdensburg. It was close to her work, to her daughter's school, so they pulled the trigger, bought the place 5 years ago.
And everything was going great until 2017.
That's when water levels on Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River surged. The Hilborns' camp was completely flooded. After that, her family got a $15,000 grant from New York State to build a seawall to protect the place. It was 140 feet long.
Actually, the contractor just finished it in September or October. We never even got to use it. It's gone. Everything is gone. It's worse than it was in 2017.
The spring has been one of the wettest on record, flooding downstream around Montreal and upstream. Lake Erie and the other Great Lakes are at or near record highs.
I mean, look at this. This is like a sandy beach.
And this used to be grass.
This was all grass.
The high water has eroded the Hilborns' shoreline. It's flooded their boathouse under more than a foot of water. The camp itself is surrounded by a wall of white sandbags, but water still has managed its way inside the building.
You see there's mold and everything starting to grow.
Considering the damage her family's camp has suffered in 2 out of the last 3 years, Kathleen is pretty calm about this. But she, like a lot of shoreline owners, are blaming the IJC. Kathleen says a lot of people in Ogdensburg feel the same way.
They all seem to think that it's that Plan 2014. I don't know of anybody that doesn't think that.
A lot of these people have lived here for generations and haven't seen flooding like this.
David Price is on Ogdensburg City Council.
And the plan changed 2 years ago, and now we've had 2 of 3 years of catastrophic flooding.
Which is why Price put forward a resolution this week calling on the IJC to repeal Plan 2014. Everyone on Ogdensburg City Council signed off on the resolution.
Well, I'm hoping that it picks up momentum and other municipalities pass their own resolutions, and it puts pressure on both the state government, as well as the International Joint Commission to make the necessary changes.
Okay, a little bit of background here. Before Plan 2014, there was Plan 1958 DD. It was in place for more than 50 years. But a number of scientific studies over the last few decades found that that plan degraded coastal wetlands. The IJC held several rounds of public meetings and eventually agreed on Plan 2014, saying it would balance the various needs along the shoreline while benefiting wildlife and restoring those wetlands. But yesterday, the new American chair of the IJC, Jane Corwin, she called for an emergency meeting, saying maybe it was time to make changes to or potentially suspend Plan 2014.
Yeah, my reactions are a little bit surprised. Considering the fact that Ms. Corwin just last week said she was going to take time to study Plan 2014 and make any decisions based on scientific fact.
John Peach is the executive director of Save the River, an environmental advocacy group in Clayton. For Commissioner Corwin to fully understand the plan in just a week, the plan that took years to put together, Peach doesn't think that's possible. He doesn't blame the flooding on the IJC. Instead, Peach says record water levels on 4 out of the 5 Great Lakes are to blame. Plus, he says the new plan would not have prevented flooding 2 years ago.
Plan 2014 didn't go into effect until January 1st of 2017. That flow of water that was coming down from the Great Lakes would have happened under 1958 DD with exactly the same results.
And Peach says he does have skin in the game, but the benefits of the new plan should stay in place.
I live out on an island. My boathouse is about as flooded as anybody's. I walk out to my boat with boots on every morning and back every evening.
The IJC is hoping to hold its emergency meeting sometime this week or next. If commissioners agree to any changes to Plan 2014, those would then require approval by both the American and Canadian governments. Emily Russell, Ogdensburg.